Hi, in this podcast, we're going to look at the concept of goal setting, a technique used by both coaches and players in sport to improve their performance. And hopefully, we'll be able to have a look at the types of goals available to the coach and player and what they should both consider when they're setting goals as a tactic and strategy to help them improve. First of all, there's strong evidence that suggests goal setting will improve your performance. And it will do so because it gives you a target. And if you're allowed to meet that target and encouraged to do so, your performance is going to get better. You're going to reach your target, you're going to feel motivated, and you're going to improve. Goal setting also improves your confidence. The fact that you can see progress being made, that you're on your way to reaching a target, builds confidence. And as we may be all aware, there's nothing better than an improvement in your confidence or self-efficacy to make you improve your performance. Goal setting will give you motivation. If those goals are set correctly, it will give the motivation and the drive to keep on trying, to achieve the target that you've set. And there's also evidence that suggests that goal setting will lower your anxiety and levels of arousal in sport and therefore help you to control performance. Again, if you're reaching targets along the way, you'll be able to feel more at ease about your performance and the way it's going. So, once we know that goal setting is going to improve you, what types of goals are available to the performer and their coach? First of all, let's look at those goals in two areas, short-term and long-term. The short-term goals we're going to divide into two types. They are process goals that are concerned about your technique, and they are performance goals that are judged against your last effort. A performance goal is about beating your last attempt, your last performance. A process goal would improve your technique, and they can be linked together. If you think of a swimmer that might want to achieve a better personal best time, that is indeed a performance goal. They're going to beat the PB and improve it from last time. In order for them to do that, they might want to improve the process. They might want to improve their technique in the turn or the start or some stroke technique on the maybe arm action during the race. So short-term goals can be either process or performance. And after a while of achieving both of those shorter-term targets, the performer might come on to reach their long-term objective. And the long-term goal can sometimes be known as an outcome or product goal. It's the ultimate aim. It's what we all strive to achieve. Let's take our example of the swimmer. They have indeed achieved their PB. They've done that on two or three occasions in their swimming season. And in doing so, they've improved their technique, as we mentioned, on the turn and on their arm action. That's enabled them to meet their long-term objective, which was for them to achieve a time that's going to enable them to qualify for the regional squad. They've done that. So they've done the short-term goals first, and the process and the performance has therefore led to the outcome, the ultimate aim, the one we always want to achieve. Okay, having described the types of goals, what does a coach need to consider when setting them? And here you'll come across something called the SMARTER principle. And the SMARTER principle, okay, refers to strategies, tactics, and considerations that coaches and players really ought to take into account when they're setting their goals. Let's start at the beginning. The S is for making the goals specific, and the goal has to be specific to the performer and their sport. Think of a rugby player. Goals of a winger in rugby may require speed, and in a fitness goal, they may require agility. The goals of a prop forward, a different position, they might need more strength-based, more power-based work in their fitness goals. So we're making the goals specific to the particular athlete, to the particular player, specific to them and to their sport. And by making the goal very specific, that's going to target a very fine and demanding area of improvement. Next consideration on the SMARTER principle is the M, that stands for measuring the goals. And in sport today, there are various yardsticks and measures we can use. If you look at a performance on TV and after the game, you'll see number of assists, number of shots, time in possession, percentages, times, distances. Those are the things we can use to measure our goals. Of course, by measuring them, it enables us to evaluate, to monitor our progress, even to reset the goals if we need to do so. Goals should be agreed. They're agreed between the player and the coach. And this shared ownership provides both the person trying to achieve the goals and the one who set them to monitor their progress, to encourage each other. And a shared ownership often contributes to both the athlete and the coach believing that they're very much part of the process, which again provides motivation. Perhaps one of the most important considerations when goal setting is to make the goals realistic yet challenging. And this is a process where we don't want to set the goals too easy because there'll be no sense of pride or satisfaction in achieving them. We don't want to make them too difficult because the athlete might think, well, I'm just not able to do that. What we try and do is set a goal that's realistic, that's within the athlete's capability, but the athlete's going to have to work very hard to achieve it. Realistic, challenging, within the performer's grasp, but having to work hard to do so. Maybe just within your reach. The beauty of that is it provides a real motivation. If you achieve that goal, you get an enormous sense of satisfaction, some real intrinsic motives, and that may encourage you to try further. The goals should be timed. Are they short term? This could be over a number of weeks. Are they long term? This could reflect a whole season's work. Or is it over a month? And that time scale may be linked into some of the other considerations. How specific is the goal? What have I agreed with my coach? How long will it take me to achieve my particular aim? And the reason for this is, of course, if you're making rapid progress, you might set that goal a little bit harder. If progress is slower, it might need adjusting. So the timing of the goals, again, enables us to evaluate in time and adjust. Goals should be exciting. By that, we mean we need to add some variety in them. Variety in a different type of training, a new technique, something we haven't tried before. And again, this can be linked into other principles. You may agree this with your coach. Something new to you as a performer to add variety and a little bit of buzz to your training. And finally, in the SMARTER principle, goals should be recorded. Smart athletes tend to record each of their training sessions. The coach at top level will often have a graphic illustration of what the athlete's achieved. Recording targets, recording goals, helps to give the athlete a visual impact of how they're making progress. This, of course, provides motivation, it provides evaluation, it provides a record of where we are. So goals should be recorded, and maybe a good way of doing this is through a goal-setting diary, which can be a very useful tool to both the coach and the player. Okay, what we've looked at then, we've looked at goal-setting. We've established why goal setting is important in the early part of the podcast. We've looked at both short-term and long-term goals and about the process, performance and the outcome. And we've just finally looked at the SMARTER principle, the things the athlete and coach should consider before and when they set their goals, the SMARTER principle being very important. Last little thing for me is don't always set the goals about winning. Performance and process are important too. It isn't just about the outcome. Let me try and put that in perspective. If we're doing a 3,000 metre race in athletics, as we saw in the recent Olympics, there's only one winner. And that means if there's 15 or 16 athletes in that race, there's 14 or 15 disappointed people. But every athlete in that race can improve their process. Every athlete in that race can improve their performance and gain satisfaction from getting a personal best. So the final thing to consider when you're setting goals, make sure that they're not just about the outcome. Process and performance are important too, and always consider the smarter principle when you set them.